Brian Gaddow with Associated Students of Madison says they would accept an 8% tuition increase like last year, but not the 18% permitted under Governor Jim Doyle's budget proposal.
We're not coming here to demand that we should not receive any part of the cut, but that, you know, we recognize as students that we have to be responsible for this as well. But that it's important that if we want quality education at this university, if we want the job growth that Keith talked about, that we can't be looked at as the targets.
But Board of Regents President Guy Gottschalk says the UW system can't absorb huge cuts alone.
Nobody likes raising tuition. However, in view of the magnitude of the cut, I think that tuition offsets are essential.
Instead of a tuition increase, Madison graduate student Keith Thompson thinks the UW should promote job growth in the state's tax base by giving more money to certain academic areas of study.
It's a clear economic reality. Engineers and scientists create jobs and generate revenue. Liberal arts and humanities majors do not. The priorities of the university must reflect this reality.
Representative Rob Krybeck, a Republican from Eau Claire, turns that proposal on its head. The chair of the Assembly Higher Education Committee says perhaps different tuition should be charged for different majors, depending on what it costs the university. Another proposal previously brought before the Board of Regents would involve charging more for students taking excess credits. Whether those ideas fly or not, Krybeck thinks some kind of tuition increase will likely be approved.
I think legislators are willing to go above 8%. Whether they're willing to go to 18%, though, is another matter. And, you know, some would obviously view this as a tax on middle-class families in Wisconsin.
Madison's Chancellor John Wiley has called an 18% tuition hike reasonable in light of the university system's $250 million cut in state funding. Wiley points out the UW would still have the second lowest tuition in the Big Ten. Critics say other states have higher incomes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.